Charlotte's Best Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Did you miss the show?
Download the podcast now.
Alrighty, Freak, thanks for being here. Make sure you rate and share and follow this old pod thing. And Ramona Holloway, Matt Harris, Charlotte Morning Mix on the Insta and the Facebook and the hoot and the heat and the hot and the hit.
Don't even look over here. Don't even look over here.
I
do have a question to ask you before we get rolling. Pick up your phone and go to TikTok and tell us, like, what's the first video they feed you? Because generally, TikTok has figured out what you like. So they're feeding you more of the content that they know you're going to see. Fantasy football. There you go.
An advertisement. And then Tampa Bay Buccaneers things. Mm. And then Saturday Night Live. And then another stand-up guy. And then a young Asian woman dancing. Fantasy football.
I'm so sorry.
I'm just kidding. I don't know how they slid that in there.
I know why.
Because right after that, it was
I remember the story about the girl you asked to see the play, Miss Saigon. Yeah.
Well, Cardi B's after that, and then back to stand up, and then the Family Guy, and then Colin Coward, and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Sports.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Because TikTok feeds me babies doing cute things, and makeup tutorials and makeup transformations, and it also sends me body transformations.
Oh,
because,
nice.
You know, very interested, had my own body transformation. For those of you who don't know, January of 2012, I had gastric bypass surgery, lost a whole nother human being, lost about 80 pounds. But I still think like the big girl that I grew up as.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, I am still, although I've gained some weight since surgery, I'm not back at my pre-gastric bypass size. So, I don't look at myself as a skinny mini. Yeah. I don't look at myself as thin. I don't even look at myself as average size. I wear like a 10. It's like a medium, but
That's pretty average. I mean, it's below average, actually.
I am not the person who's going to say, look at my body transformation and rock a half shirt. Or what used to be horrifying for me actually still is, like community pools where people can take random pictures of you in a swimsuit, or like listener trips where, you know, you go out on a boat or you go on vacation to a beach with a bunch of, you know, fans of the show and people are taking pictures and
I
don't want to be pictured. I could not imagine swimsuit.
No.
Me either.
I went with you to the trip in Aruba in like 2001-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And this was before like TikTok and Instagram.
Right.
And there were like pictures of me in a bathing suit on like the Link 107.9 website, and I was mortified.
Oh, girl.
Let alone, like, nowadays.
I know. Holy cow.
And even then, I was, like, thin-ish and in college, so, like, nothing to really be.
But maybe the next generation, because of this, is.
And I see that. I see that. So TikTok feeds me these pictures of body transformations, and for some of you, the transformation looks like the before picture.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go from 400 pounds to 200 pounds, you're still probably not looking like a supermodel.
Right, and you still have, because of the extra skin and stuff, it even makes you look bigger than a 200, right, in a way.
Right,
it doesn't make you look like
anyone who's going to be on the cover of a magazine. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's Women's Health. I don't care if it's Women's World Weekly. You're not getting, with hanging skin, a tummy that's not tight.
Yeah.
You know.
And this is not saying a negative thing. It's just saying that's the reality of the.
The reality is that 90% of women's magazines will have something on the front cover that says, get rid of your cellulite in 3 easy steps.
Always.
But there ain't going to be nobody with cellulite on the cover of that magazine.
Right.
It's very true.
Okay? They have either smoothed the cellulite out.
Airbrushed.
Through airbrushing, photoshopping, or it's supposed to be the miracle cure.
Mm.
Okay? So what I am trying to do right now, trying to train myself, when I see someone wearing something that I would not wear instead of saying she shouldn't be wearing that, why don't I feel comfortable wearing that?
That's an excellent way to turn it around.
Yeah. If she can be comfortable at the beach,
good for
at
her,
the pool.
Right? That's great. Exactly right. Yeah. That. Yeah.
And why do I care that she's comfortable and I'm not?
Right. Like,
yeah, that's a very good point.
I went to the ballpark Saturday. There were a lot of women my size and larger in short shorts.
Yeah.
If shorts don't come down past a certain part of my thigh, yeah, I will not wear them out of the house.
Yeah. That's for me in shirts. I'm a no midriff person. Yeah.
Absolutely not. If I think that when I raise my hands, you're going to see my tummy?
No chance.
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah, you hate that, Matt. Yeah.
No.
I
don't like my tummy showing.
Yeah, you've always said, like, if you have to be almost nude, you'd rather have a shirt on and no pants, which is weird.
Yeah.
Like weird. Pooh Bear. He wants to be Pooh Bear. He wants to be out here Winnie the Poohing.
Waist down, I'm all right. Waist up to neck, not great.
I feel bad for the guys who've got great legs.
Yeah, yeah. Legs are good enough. They're not great. They're
I got great legs. But
not embarrassing.
Because even like
embarrassed.
Even if you like went to the pool and you had on a long shirt but you had on like Speedos, that would still make you look like a weirdo.
Yeah, but I'd go weirdo over people seeing my moobs and belly. So that's the choice.
He'd have on like a polo shirt and Speedo.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I've made way too many jokes about other people in camel toe gear. And, you know, I've made way too many jokes about other people to put my fupa or anything else on display.
Yeah. But I pretend I don't care.
But that's because I'm out here making judgments about other people. And it starts because I'm constantly overjudging myself.
Yeah, because we look at other people, we think everybody's looking at us, when in reality, they probably aren't.
Nobody
giving
cares.
A crap.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
yeah.
I just know that I'm looking at me. Like, I don't have the vanity to think that you're looking at me. But I just know that I am.
I feel like you're looking at me like I might look at you.
Fair point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I just walk around with a blindfold on.
Of myself.
Yes, just of myself. Yeah, I have like a something comes out below my nose, so I can't see down, and I just see people, but anything I can't see below my nose. That way I don't see my body.
Is that what the lowered glasses are for?
I lower my glasses down. Do you know that you're supposed to wear your glasses down to the middle of your bridge of your nose?
Why?
Sunglasses, if you want to be cool.
Oh, okay.
On TikTok now and stuff, they're yelling at the older people for keeping the, you know, sunglasses on the top of the bridge of your nose, right?
Right.
Like we normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it on TikTok recently. And I realized my daughter's always been doing this summer. I always thought she was just kind of goofing around.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But the youngins put their sunglasses on the middle of the bridge of their nose.
Hmm.
And I don't get that because like when I was in second and third grade, I had glasses. And if they came down towards a certain area.
I don't know why that's funny.
I don't know either.
You know why? You know why it's funny? For me, because I have that picture of him in my head from when we posted his back to school picture of him in his giant glasses.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even send you. Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. He was Mr. Olin Mills' kid.
Oh heavens.
With a Disney shirt on?
Oh, gosh.
So that was in fourth grade. So I'm going to send you the ones where I was in like second and third grade, and I look even worse than I did in that one.
No, you're not worse. On that one. You had an awkward cuteness about you.
No, it was just cuteness.
Well, thanks. Yeah.
I got cuteness.
It was like, oh, it screamed to me, teacher's pet. Like
Jonathan Libnicki from Jerry Maguire.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, like it's just like
So you want to hear I'll give you guys like the first time I met my best friend, and he's not really my best friend anymore, but this will tell you how our relationship was. When I was in the third grade, I was a little bit overweight.
Mm-hmm.
That summer I had broken my arm and I had a big cast on my right arm because I was so upset about this because we were supposed to go to the arcade and I was riding my skateboard and went over a speed bump and fell down and broke my arm and I was so pissed off that I missed going out to that. But anyways, I started school, had a cast on that summer as well. I had eye surgery.
Mm.
And so one of my eyes.
Did you have amblyopia or something?
One of my eyes was crossed.
Mm,
and so I had you can.
I could tell.
No, and I had a patch on my eye. So I had a patch. I was overweight. I had a cast on. And I get into my
third grade class.
Uh-huh. I get into my class, and my teacher's like, you can go and sit over by Ryan. And I was like, all right, cool. So I go and sit down. Kid sits next to me, and he's like, what's wrong with you?
Mm.
And I was like, what do you mean what's wrong with me? He's like, you look like you've been, like, run over by a car.
Okay.
I was like, I don't know how to take this, but we were
Because I could see there's multiple injuries.
Right.
Multiple. Yeah, he's like, is everything okay at home? Yes. Fine.
Teachers are intervening.
My parents are trying to help me not be so up.
Yeah.
They're trying to get me fixed up.
It was
the
worst.
Well, you know what, JD? Mm. I completely identify. I was the chubby kid. I had buck teeth. I had braces before anybody else had braces because this one orthodontist in the hood, the only orthodontist in the hood, had this experimental program where he would allow your parents to pay on your braces like all through your childhood. So I was the only person in second grade who had braces.
Yeah.
As the kids called them, bracelets. So the chubby kid with the braces whose mom wasn't good at styling hair, I feel amblyopia, cross-eyed kid with
I just sent you guys
who's chubby as well.
You were a parent away from being a good old pirate.
Oh man, I was
like
I was a character
hand and a one eye and whatever.
Yep. Did you get bullied?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But honestly, I was completely fine with it because it never bothered me, really.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, I was like I said, at that point I was a little bit overweight, and so, you know, I got made fun of that. The eye thing really messed people up.
Uh-huh.
And that, I mean, I had to have an eye patch on for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a broken arm too. And so, yeah, I mean, I was always one that I was not a teacher's pet, but I was always involved in class.
Yeah.
So I was like,
a teacher's pet?
You know, no.
If somebody was going to be clapping Miss Nancy's erasers, it was going to be Joshua.
That's right. I was erasing the chalkboards. I was doing the whole thing. Yep.
Yeah, but you know, just because you answer all the questions doesn't mean you're a teacher pet. You can be annoying if you're.
Give him a break. Give him a break.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Can he have something? Can he have something?
No, he can't really. All right, rate the episode. Share it.
Oh, you might have been you. You thought you. No. I believe those teachers loved him.
Yeah.
I always had really good parent-teacher conferences. They were. They would always say. They would always say.
He's a joy.
Grade?
No. What's that?
Did you peak in fourth grade?
I still haven't yet.
Any day now.
You better work.
Yeah.
He's still on the way up.
That's right.
He's still glowing up.
I embrace it. I love me, and that's what it's going to be.
There you go.
You should. I'm good
there
for you.
There you go. That,
see, it came full circle. We started with our self-hatred and ended with his self-love. Wait a minute. I didn't mean to say it the right
Whoa.
Way.
Whoa. That was your self-hatred.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was the self-love that caused him to lose eyesight in one eye. He didn't do it hard enough to lose sight in two eyes.
He did break his arm.
Oh, yeah.
I was so mad.
And we don't know how.
I was
on my skateboard going over a speedboat.
Surfboard.
Reach out to us on the various socials. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for listening to Charlotte's best mix of the 90s, 2000s, and today on Mix 107.9 and always streaming live at mix1079.com.